This week, we bring you the April 2021 market update. Which is not going to be interesting at all because we didn't bother getting you the numbers because it just doesn't matter this month. We'll tell you why right now.
Hey, we're friends. That is right. Last year, we were all in lockdown and we were practically at a standstill in the market. So comparing this year versus last year is not really comparing a true market, wouldn't you say?
No, of course, as you know, this time last year, everyone was locked down. Everyone was in their houses. We didn't even know. The biggest worry at that time, other than the virus, of course, was that are the deals that we completed beforehand going to be able to complete. So comparing the market now, you've got a variance of over 300%.
Sales and listings.
Which is kind of completely useless to go off of because everyone was stuck at home on the couch this time last year. So we're not going to go into those details. However, again, that's when, and I will proudly say, actually, now that we're talking about this, we became an essential service, you and I.
We were always an essential service, I think, but legally in the eyes of the government.
Yes. So,
essential service.
And at that time, again, real estate transactions got kind of given priority with all that sort of stuff. For the first time, we were able to do Zoom with your notaries and not meet in person and all that sort of stuff.
Is this relevant to people? Do they care?
No.
We're essential? They know.
Okay.
Moving on.
They know again.
Next point. But it's no surprise the market is still insanely hot. It's extremely busy. The numbers, even before when we were comparing to lockdowns, are extremely busy. The market is still going crazy. Prices are still on the rise. Welcome. And so it's not something that we just want to pass to the side here. But what the market moving forward is going to look like is more so seller expectation. Because as we spoke about last week, seller expectation along with pricing increases have gone completely through the roof to the point that they're getting a little bit catastrophic to themselves now.
As we talked about last week, it's all really driven by sellers' expectations of the market now.
Yeah.
And buyers are just trying to keep up. And I do now, in contrary to last week's video, feel that there may be
bit of a slower down,
a little breath being taken.
Ah, like I said, once again, proving that I'm right. And that's exactly it. What we've seen recently come to light is that although the market is extremely busy, buyers are not just going to throw an extra 100 grand, even an extra 50 grand, an extra 200 grand or something like that just at the market because it's busy. They're still looking at comparables. They're still looking at what makes sense in order to pull that trigger. So again, as we mentioned last week, that's where the expectation comes in. If you're listing at roundabout asking price, you're not automatically, because it's a busy market, going to get an extra 200,000 on top of your asking price.
Or necessarily your asking price, if you're obviously 200 over in this example.
Very true, very true.
In my comment before taking a breath, I do think that is also playing in part to the typical yearly or cyclical trend of coming out of spring into summer when we do get that little bit of a lull, a slowdown. In the market in general. So it could be that, or it could be that things have just gone crazy and people are fed up, buyers that is.
Well, it's interesting because whether we're in a buyer's market or an extremely busy seller's market, it seems to follow the same trajectory, just to different lengths. So
at heightened levels, right?
Yeah, exactly. And so when we look at the numbers versus this month versus last month, you've seen that same typical correlation of the springtime take place and slow down a little bit as we start moving into the summer period. So I'm interested to see what the summer looks like. I think it's still gonna remain pretty busy, but it's not gonna be as like boiling hot as everyone assumed the market was and was kind of playing in at the start of this year up until now.
I agree. And I also think we need a boat for the next video.
So in short summary, if you look at some of our previous market updates this year where the market's just been getting busy and busy and busy, it's the same type of story. But now we're getting to the point where we're comparing not a real year versus what a real year in the market looks like. So we don't feel it's accurate to come in and even fair to hype up the market to a point that it's just not realistic comparable numbers. So we'll keep on seeing where it goes. There you've had it. We've made our prediction that we're seeing a bit of a slowdown. moving forward. And so we'll see what the next couple of months brings and if that goes further. But thanks for joining us again this week. And we are out. Sorry.